go get an update on the plan for the upcoming school year in regards to high school sports in the state of Michigan. Mark Ewell is the executive director of the MHSAA. He is standing by live from Lansing on the Metro Health Sports Medicine guest line. So over the last 4+ hours, Mark, between member schools, media feedback, parent coach feedback, what's the public opinion on in terms of a scale right now for or against your plan?
First of all, good to be with you again. I feel like I'm becoming your everyday co-host right now, Bill.
You're doing a good job.
Everything that's going on. But no, the response we've gotten has been overwhelmingly positive. What people need to understand is that today's announcement was not come heck or high water, football will start on August the 10th. What today's announcement was is that the group of the traditional fall sports are the ones that we are going to try and play this fall. You know, for the last 3 months, we've been talking dozens of different contingencies and what about this and what about that. And frankly, the reason for today's announcement is our school people, as well as parents and families, we now need to start the plan of what is going to be next. That switch of the spring sports to the fall and the fall sports to the spring, while there were certainly some intriguing parts about that plan, the reality is that both of those seasons have some moderate to higher risk sports. So it would not have made all the problems go away with just that simple swap. And then the other thing, if you would have moved spring to the fall, and now over the next 3 weeks we have another uptick, well, my gosh, now you're really gambling on spring sports now in back-to-back years. That was something that in all the feedback we've gotten over the last few weeks from our school people, they had no interest in. So our plan is, and I think the reason it's been well-received so far is now at least people know what the plan is moving forward. So now instead of 10 different possible scenarios kind of floating out there, it's now fall in the fall, and we are intending, and we're certainly going to try and start on time if it is safe to do so. And what that could mean is come the week of August the 10th, if all of our sports, with everything that we're getting from government leaders and health department officials, that it's safe that week for all of our sports to begin, they will. If that same kind of feedback and data we get is that, well, the lower risk sports are good to go, but the others have to, we can't start those yet, then that's how we'll move forward. And then if none of those sports are safe to move forward on August the 10th, then obviously we just continue to take things on a week-by-week basis. But the option of flipping seasons, you know, what we also heard is if you did flip those seasons, well, now schools who have had spring sport coaches step down from their position, retire, those kinds of things. Well, now school districts would have to be hiring coaches in seasons they weren't anticipating. So I think today was important that now we can at least build some contingencies and options based on a firm game plan of fall in the fall, and we'll continue to take it a week at a time.
Mark Ewell, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan. So the first phase is you're going to go about business as usual. Then you talked about delaying the start. Let's say we get to a point that football can't happen or the contact sports can't happen. Go through what the steps would be moving past then the first of the year into spring and even into the summer of 2021.
Sure. So, you know, what all, the fall sports that we can play and hopefully complete this fall, we will certainly do that. We're hoping it's all of them. The realist in me says at least on July 17th that we're going to have a couple sports that are going to be a real challenge. A couple of spring sports, if we tried to have played them in the fall, would have been a real challenge, too. So that just really didn't make sense. Anything that we can't finish, Bill, or even start this fall, what we'll then do is, obviously, given our weather and climate, the next group of sports has to be winter, and those would start sometime in November. And then after we would get through winter, we then would have to kind of step back, take stock of where we're at, what's been played, what hasn't been played, what has to get fit in. And then also you don't want to, completely shorten or gut our spring sports, because, again, they were the ones that that went out here this past season. So would that mean that potentially, and let's just say it was football, could that potentially start in March? Or do our normal spring sports, do those start on that March practice date, and then we actually look later into the spring or even into the summer is that window to finish up the fall sports? That will depend on how much of the season that we could get in this fall. So the one thing that I can tell you for sure is that the winter season and those indoor sports will follow next. And then what could happen beyond that, that's where we'll really need to be creative and try and do the best thing for kids to get three seasons in. That plan, as we said, I think when I was on with you Wednesday, the one thing we do have now that we didn't have last March with last school year was some time. So given the fact you've got some months in front of you is positive. The other part of this is, you know, I think we're all hopeful that the spring could be better than the fall, but you know what? There's no guarantee of that either, Bill. You know, the vaccine, who knows exactly what kind of timetable that will be on. And there is another school of thought to where if we really have a good next 3 weeks to where cases go down, the thing is, the best opportunity to play some of those sports might be right now in the fall, just because what the virus has taught us the last 4 months is that, 6 months out, you just don't know exactly what you're going to be dealing with. So that was the thinking and the thought process there.
Mark Huell, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Again, their release and plan to their member high schools across the state and to the public. We do have that letter at thehuellshow.net, also MHSAA.com and at MHSAA on Facebook, and the same thing on Twitter. So let's say best case scenario is kids are in school, because I know you've worked with the governor's office. I know you were working with Lansing on releasing this announcement earlier this morning. So based on this, are you hearing that school will be face-to-face? And if there isn't school face-to-face, what does that do to fall sports?
Sure. So the school districts have until August the 15th to submit their plans to reopen school to the Department of Education. So right now districts are in that planning and finalizing that planning stage to bring kids hopefully back in buildings to have face-to-face in-person instruction. If we're in phases 4 or 5 under the governor's plan, in-person school can take place, and if in-person school can take place, then school sports can take place. Again, we take each of those sports on a case-by-case basis, given all the relevant data and expert input at that time. But if we would take a step back here over the next month, and parts of our state would be in phase 3 of the governor's plan, in phase 3, all education moves from face-to-face to online. And if it's not safe to have kids in the school building during the day, it's an awful tough sell to then say, well, suddenly at 3 o'clock after school, well, now it suddenly is safe for kids to then practice and play. So in-person, on-site education, us being in phases 4 and 5, are an absolute for us to be able to have school sports this fall.
And the good news, compared to 2 days ago, you have cases confirmed in Michigan, COVID-19 staying stable compared to yesterday, and the death number dropped by 10. So those are things that you're looking at, that you're not seeing this rise, this doubling, what's going on. So those are some of the positive numbers as you look ahead to that August 15th date, and also to your scheduled fall opening practice dates in early August. So if the fall's wiped out, let's play worst case scenario, Mark. If it's wiped out and we're right back to where we were in the spring, then you would have, hopefully after Christmas break in the first of the year through July, let's say, you would have that window to try and compact probably 3 shortened winter, fall, spring, and some order seasons.
That's correct. And if that were the case, Bill, I could see our athletic year next year not finishing up until potentially late July. Because the thing that I have heard over and over the last 4 months is with these lessons and in the, just the situation that our seniors in the class of 2020, and you've done a great job with your salutes and shout outs to those young men and women. The thing that we've heard from all of our returning kids especially is we don't care what you have to do. We don't care what it looks like. Please make every effort to give us three seasons, because skipping a season where that might be a young person's only sport that they play. So again, I think the one positive that we do have from the last 4 months is I think there's an incredible spirit of cooperation and flexibility that people are going to be willing to do whatever it takes to get activity in once it is safe. And again, COVID has turned all of our lives upside down. And if we're not able to do anything this fall, then potentially from the winter time on, it could look radically different too. But God willing, if we are able to play this year, we want to get those three seasons, even if they have to be shortened and condensed, because universally we hear, I would like a shorter season or a season in a different time of the year than to have no season. And that is something that is on the very front burner.
Yeah, we can't have boys and girls, young men and women, seniors for the second straight class to take a hit. That is just... that's too much to deal with. And again, this is all based on safety first. And Mark Ewell from the Michigan High School Athletic Association talking about their announcement earlier today. A lot of people are like, well, that's not a plan. There's a lot of ifs. And I'm like, aren't we living in a what-if world right now on everything, right, Mark?
Absolutely. Yeah, and I would love to be able to give an absolute, here's what we're going to do a month from now, but I don't know that there's any other organizations or businesses or companies or governments, for that matter, who can tell you exactly what the plan is going to be a month from now as well. And the other thing that some folks are just seeing the headline, and we can all take a deep breath here, and we don't need to post or to tweet or to send it in that we're going to play football no matter what, whether it's safe or not. That is absolutely not the plan moving forward either, that we will continue to take things on a week-by-week basis. The times I've been on your show, Bill, I probably sound like a broken record, but in this pandemic, we are going to take things on a week-by-week basis. We're not going to start canceling things months or weeks in advance. We're going to slow down. We're going to take things in short increments of time. We're going to do it safely. That is first and foremost. But we had to at least lay out what group of sports need to be ready if that window of opportunity opens to us next month. And those sports are the traditional fall sports. So for those that say that's not a plan, you know what? I invite them in and they can sit with me one day and they can see just the different contingencies and variables that we've been talking about. Again, we're keeping what's best for kids foremost in our mind, safety first, knowing that our kids, though, need some activity here from a mental health standpoint also. So it's managing the pandemic, doing everything we can to minimize as much risk, and what activity is safe, we're going to be able to do that.
When I'm the guy telling everybody to relax and just read the letter, okay, read what was sent to every school, when I'm the voice of reason, we've hit the crossroads. So I tell everybody, go to thehugeshow.net. We have the letter there. You can read it. Anybody listening right now, Michigan High School Athletic Association has it on their website, their Twitter, their Facebook pages. I tell everybody you need to read it. Just don't react like sports are going to go out of schedule. They're going to fight through COVID-19. No, you need to read their different contingency plans. And then I think you'll take a deep breath and you'll say Mark and his team are putting the safety of boys and girls all across Michigan first. And then they're trying to save another senior year, okay? And there's a lot involved here, and that's why with schools, and my final question to you, Mark, you're working with Governor Whitmer on this. She's empowered you to put together a plan. Did the governor's office approve of what you sent out today?
So we've been communicating the whole time, because Governor Whitmer did mention that, football in the spring, well, that was an idea that intrigued her. So as we've worked through this here over the last 10 days about a complete swap of seasons, which would have done that really created a ton of other challenges. With our announcement today, now what our staff can do is we can focus only on our fall sports in building those specific, here's what a fall sports practice in this sport needs to look like. Here is how, if we're going to be able to compete this fall, this is what games and competitions look like in those fall sports. What it also does is it allows all of our local building ADs to now turn their attention to their fall coaches, their fall sports, knowing, okay, here are the ones we're going to have. How now are my local plans going to look in terms of facilities, in terms of checking kids in, all of those kinds of things. We had to make that announcement now. Now, Governor Whitmer said, you know, football in the spring is intriguing. If the data and the science and the expert medical advice that we get is we can't play football this fall, then that is the next logical place where football would go would be sometime next spring and into the summer. So certainly we're not discounting what the governor suggested as something that was intriguing, but their office does understand why we just didn't have a wholesale switch of all the spring sports and all the fall sports. And by the way, it needed to be an all or nothing, because now once you start just moving individual sports, Bill, one sport or two sport at a time, well, now let's say that you've got a senior who's a two-sport athlete, and now what you've done is you've just created a conflict to where you took that young person's two sports and you just dropped them into the same season. And if you start moving seasons around, those two sports in the same season, again, this is worst case scenario, but now maybe there's one season that can't get played just because of the virus, or we run out of time. Well, now you've just made your challenging problems even worse. So there's been good communication. Our communication will be ongoing. As we return to school and return to sports, it's going to be done safely. It's going to be done sanely. And I think your advice to folks, and again, we at least now know the sports in the fall. Everybody needs to just take a deep breath. We're going to see how the next 24 days play out, and we'll just continue to communicate and be as transparent as we possibly be, which has been our plan since day one.
That's why I've told everybody all day long, just go to thehugeshow.net. You can read the letter about the plan from Art Kuehl, his team, their executive council. That's at thehugeshow.net. Also, MHSAA.com. Read it, and then I think you'll understand what they're doing, and it's a heck of a plan. Mark, thanks for the update, my friend.
You bet, Bill. Good to be with you.
All right, Mark Ewell, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, joining us on the Metro Health Sports Medicine Guest Line.